Folk Life Programs. It's July 31st, 1994. I'm speaking with Felix and Augustine Omabin in North Miami. We're talking about the Nigerian dance apprenticeship. One thing, I'm confused about the names of the dances and how to spell them.
Okay.
So, if we can, there's two types of dances
right,
you're doing.
Right.
And one is where you do the flipping.
Right.
So, like this, what I'll call, well, flipping.
That's acrobatic.
And what do you call that?
In Asia, we call that Igba Bolen.
Neck.
I G B A B O L E N E V B
V
V, yeah, B. You pronounce that Igba Bolen. What is it? Igba bo ne ni. It's L I. This N will be L. This will be I. No. N. Turn this one to L.
N.
L. Then this will be I. Then this will be I N. At the end.
And this is B.
Right.
I N
B no
V
B V B no 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 this one is like I L I V B I N right. What they mean by that is you crapping for the dead. Crapping for the dead.
Clapping for the dead.
Right.
And it's Igbabo. How do you say it?
Le ni. V. You pronounce this I as
Le.
I Ba Bo. So this O, you pronounce it O. You know, like this would be O. I Ba Bo Le. This E, actually, when this sound is here, you pronounce it E. Then Le Ni V.
Igbabo Lele Ben.
Right, Igbabo Lele.
Okay.
So because it's assumed that the person in the costume, you is a dead spirit.
Aha.
You know, unless you go into the secret of those who are involved in organizing the dance, then you can see this person's in there, that person's in there. But even though everybody know who is in there, so we still assume that we don't know who is in there.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Now, this is one word flips or
right.
One word pulls around.
Once you put on that costume,
yeah,
it's automatically babbling.
Okay, that's the one I call that twirling.
Costume.
In the big the body stock, it
right.
Comes all the way down.
They'll cover your body completely. So once you're in there, that's in Babylon. You are an enemy.
Okay.
So the person who carried that is called enemy. The whole dance is called in Babylon.
Now, the person
who carried that costume.
Yeah, what did he call him?
Enemy. E L L I L I E L I
E
L I V B I N.
Elibin.
Elib.
Elibin.
Right. That V B you call like V.
Okay. And that's who you call that person, that
the
dead person.
Right. You know, the dancer on that is enemy. But Igbabo Lenemy is the general
right.
Dance.
Okay.
That is including the drummers, the dancers, the singers, everybody's
right. Okay. And what's the other one?
The one which we eat that glass, take the glass eating out of it.
Right.
When we dance, it's called a solo.
Right, a solo.
Right.
And that's with the grass skirt, the grass.
Right, with the right. That's a solo.
A-S-O-L-O.
A solo, right.
Now, is there some...
Okay, see, this is a solo. Uh-huh. It don't involve any glass.
Right.
It don't involve any fire.
Uh-huh.
So, eating glass and fire, that is the one we just put it into while we're dancing a solo.
Uh-huh.
So, eating glass and fire, we learn that from oboe dance.
Oboe.
Oboe.
O-B-U.
Yeah. O-B-O. O-B-O, from oboe dance.
O-B-U?
O-O.
Yeah.
O-B-O. O. This would be O. Right, but when you want to pronounce it, O-B-O.
Uh-huh.
So anything you see me, I put something on that is O. You pronounce it O.
Uh-huh.
So this O is just O, oboe.
Okay.
So oboe means an herbalist. Herbalist.
Uh-huh. Okay.
See, we're from the herbalist
right.
descendants.
Right.
So we learned that from the herbalist dance.
Uh-huh.
Then the dance, you know, we dance with our hand up. That is a solo dance.
Now, what's that dance about, the Asolo dance?
The Asolo dance is a general dance of Ishan tribe.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dance you do indoors, outdoors.
Uh-huh.
Like on Sunday, maybe like now I get home. They've not seen me for about 3 years. Then I put some drink down, everybody's there, you know, come to welcome me.
Right.
Then... You can't. You don't want to go out there to put on music. You want to play music that can get everybody involved.
Uh-huh.
You know. So you only use two drums on that, a small samba, uh-huh. and a bell.
Uh-huh.
But the most interesting part of it, the person who played the samba, going to be real expert because he's going to hold it up with his nail and use his hand to give all kind of tune out of it.
Uh-huh.
You know. So. Then he can just bring any song out,
uh-huh.
he tell everybody you never heard that song before or whatever, it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
He tell you, raise it up here, say, then he follow it up, he just form a new song
uh-huh.
and beat it.
Uh-huh.
Then people go in and dance, then go out going and dance. So that can take in the whole evening. The more people see that, people enjoy it, it can go the whole night.
Uh-huh.
You see. So. Yeah, Asolo really is not meant for special occasion. It's just a music people gather together. It don't have to be young, elderly people, women get together. Like put on music. Let's listen to music.
Uh-huh.
Asolo is always what you use to represent. Put on the music.
Yeah, I think I got it. It's
right.
Something you might do with your family,
exactly.
Friends,
exactly.
For any sort of
any set of occasion.
General.
Right. But you have some who are so specialized. They have special skill in playing the samba.
Cymbals.
Right. Then you want to invite them. Then that bring more crowd around the whole neighborhood. You know. Because... when they play that samba, sometimes it can sound like guitar, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the way they will, they can use one hand to pin it down, use another hand again.
Right.
I mean, that people who play it, when you watch them, I mean, they really the people that hold the dance together. Something is burning. They are really the people, right, who hold the whole dance together.
Okay, I think I'm a little more clear than before.
Okay, from the Asolo.
Yeah.
You know. Usually in Ishan, you will see what we have like credit union. We have a local credit union. where every Native Sunday, which is every 5 days, people don't go to farm, they just stay home, you know, go to a little shopping. We still observe the general Sunday, but the Native Sunday was a Sunday African had before we had introduction of the normal Sunday from the Western world.
So Native Sunday is when?
Huh?
Native Sunday is when?
Native Sunday is every 5 days.
Every 5 days.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, where people don't really go to the farm, you stay home, you know. So
there would be six Native Sundays in a month, you know.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you were on 5 day work cycles. You worked 4 days and then take the fifth
one
off.
Day off, exactly.
And then work 4 days.
4 days, take a day off.
Instead of like we work 5 days, take
2 days off.
Off,
right.
You get them.
Exactly. But so, now people still work for 4 days, take a day off, then still take Sunday off. So that's how it goes now.
And you were saying you had a credit union?
Right. The kind of credit union, okay, what I'm saying about Asolo Dance is the credit union meeting use Asolo Dance. That's the music they use. When I mean credit union meeting, meaning that African society have a way of organizing their financial life. Every Native Sunday, people in the group get together. Then you said, okay, we're going to pay $50 every week. Then when they collect that $50 together, then they put everything together and it's okay, Mr. Stone, we're going to give you this the whole money. So maybe we have about 20 people in this group. So we all collect $50 together, then we give it to you. So it's like you have the capital to start business or whatever. Then next Native Sunday, we collect $50 again, you will contribute again, then we give it to me. So we go in a turn until everybody kind of have that circulation around. So it's like a credit union,
right?
You know. So in that kind of a credit union meeting, a solo is always the dance. You know, it's always the music that carried the meeting all along.
So that meeting was a pretty big deal.
It's a very big deal. Sometimes they don't touch. Maybe they say 25% of the money. We're not going to touch it. You know, they just leave it. Then at the end of the year, or maybe we're gonna let something happen, somebody lost a member of the family, or they have to travel because somebody lost a member of the family, then that group, we call it the meetings. The meeting, we said, okay, we will go with our solo dance. You know, we will rent a big bus, so all of us will go there to go and dance, you know, and keep you company. So they would take out of that saving of 10 or 20% of every Native Sunday, they've all, that group have been accumulating to sponsor that kind of, what they call support group for any incidental of individual in the group.
That's great.
Yeah.
So that's another way of keeping everybody together.
Yeah, it's another way of keeping everybody together and helping to improve individual financial life. Because at that time, even till now, you can't go to the bank in the countryside and say you want to go and borrow money.
But you don't have credit.
You don't have credit.
Right.
But once you belong to this group, you can say, well, my son want to go to a college and it's so money, then they give it to you.
And it's on the honor system to pay back.
We're in the countryside, you know. They write a paper, you don't notarize it, there's no lawyer around,
right.
You know. But everybody know you own us.
Right.
Because it's one thing in African society, for you not to take the money directly, the people's money, you know. You can just, embezzle the people's money.
Right.
When you mean the people's money, meaning they work for it, they sweat for it. Right. It's not how we see the taxpayers' money today in African society.
Right.
The government's money, they see it as taxpayers' money, but the most of the revenue don't really come from the taxpayers.
Right.
So they don't see that as strong. But from those meetings, they see it as the people's money.
Right.
They work hard for it, they sweat for it, they pull it out from their pocket directly to the table where you borrow that money. So it's very, very difficult.
Right.
Even when some people are deferred in those payments, their children grow up, they still want to play it up, you know,
right,
without taking you to court or fighting
right.
over it.
Right. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah. But, so the Native Sunday is still observed.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Now people observe the Native Sunday back in Nigeria.
Right.
And
my tribe.
And the
regular Sunday.
Sunday.
Right.
So they get two Sundays.
Right. And it's still this Sunday that we dance this Igbabolemi dance. Because in the evening, you see, because I saw the dance, you can do that indoors at night, put on light, you know. But the Igbabolemi had to be at the daylight in the evening, you know. So Igbabolemi can break any other activities to get everybody in the countryside together.
It's a special dance.
Exactly.
Whereas the
Igbabolemi, a solo
is more ordinary.
Right. A solo can be going on in this house. Maybe the next four houses, a solo is going on there.
Right.
But you cannot see Igbabolemi is going on here. There are another 6, 4, 10 blocks away. No.
If it's going on here, everybody comes.
Everybody comes here.
Okay.
You break every other, you know.
And you would probably, maybe you would announce it before. Before you're going to dance, people would know that it's coming?
No. Right. You know, how you announce it is from about 10 o'clock in the morning, you just carry a drum.
Uh-huh.
Somebody wear a little bit, you know, like the one I always tie around my waist.
Uh-huh.
Then you just dance from house. Wow, if I get there, we just play the drum, you know. Then we go from one house to another. So you are announcing it today, there's going to be a dance at a successful place. Then little kids will follow you off. You make a group. So you can just go from one house to another from 10 o'clock. Then by the time it's time to go for that Igbabolemi, maybe it's about 5:30. Then you end up from where you start. Then the actual dance will continue to start from there.
Uh-huh.
You know. So you who is kind of doing the announcement, you stop here, people will entertain you with drink.
Uh-huh.
You know, they offer you wine. You know, then you move to the next house, play a little drum. You know, so there's a kind of an announcement that the dance will be on today.
Uh-huh.
You know, by those who organize the group.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you go back every now and then?
To Nigeria?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Only for the past 2 years, since my wife came, I've not been home.
Uh-huh.
But usually I always go home like twice a year. Right, you know. But hopefully, that was again, that stopped me from going home for the past 2 years. My mother was here the year before, you know. So hopefully by next year, I think I'm going to start my trip again.
Miss it.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
Because I still have a lot of get in touch with them, old people, do some recording with them, you know, and some answers and questions about, you know, because when you travel out of home, then there's a lot of things you see differently because you are not home. So when you go back home, you want people to fill up those gaps.
Uh-huh.
So I still go back to the old people who should help me answer those questions, you know, on my own.
Uh-huh. How about Felix? You go back to Nigeria?
Yeah. I don't play that.
So you already have a little bit of knowledge about the flipping. Mm-hmm. It is something you have to learn before you get to the age of 12.
Right, yeah, I'm clear on that.
Right.
And that it's patterned after the hunters saw the gorillas.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, but anybody who got to learn it, got to learn it when they're young, you know.
Uh-huh.
Right, so you have that one before. Then what else again can I add to you for that? It's always very, very important in our tribe, very important. When the costume for Babolani, you have to sew it in the wood.
In secret, yeah.
Yeah. You have to sew it in the wood. You can't sew it on top of under the roof.
Oh, you can't sew it under a roof? A
roof, no. It's always very, very important. You know,
why is that?
There's a lot of meat. I mean, we don't really like, we don't discuss that. You have to really have a little bit understanding of our tribe, you know, before we discuss those kind of things, you know. But it's always very important that people sew it, not under the roof, you know. Because this is a part of kind of a meta art. So it's like the Chinese or the Japanese meta art. We see some kind of meat involved spiritual belief. Kind of meat involved meta ability to perform right.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's the same thing with this acrobatic dance. You know, we have some meat or spiritual meat involved, meta, I know, we know it's a complete meta art. You know.
Right. So this is sort of a meditation.
Maybe I don't have the right words to describe it, but if you can look at judo and karate,
right?
You know, it's a part of exactly. It's like a meditation,
right?
You know, but this meditation go to a level, it became unconscious,
right?
Because that of China and Japanese, when you meditating, when you meditating, it's of a conscious to on your conscious mind.
Right.
But for Babolani, it get to a stage, your meditation can be of the from unconscious mind.
Uh-huh.
But you have to walk from the conscious mind for a long time before, even when you're meditating, you don't think about it, it's coming from your unconscious mind.
Uh-huh.
You know. So that's where we say there's a spiritual connection there.
Yeah.
You know, it's coming from your conscious mind. But as your meditation is supposed to shut up your conscious mind,
uh-huh.
but this one is coming from your unconscious mind,
uh-huh.
you know, and still be able to function with your body,
uh-huh.
even though your eyes, your sensory organs see into other things,
uh-huh.
you know. So there is a very strong meta art.
Uh-huh.
You see, this Igbabolani, we have a different category again of Igbabolani. So that one is not very strong, popular. It's called Akbazi.
But is this in a dance you do?
It's a dance from my tribe too.
But you don't do it. You guys aren't doing it.
You see, when you do it Babolani, you can do that.
Right.
You see, that one is a dance you do for about 3 years, you deserve it. But it's all still from the root of Igbabolani. But this Akbazi I'm saying, if you watch Akbazi, you can see a lot of Chinese techniques where people can climb up to about a five-story building, they will lose from there and land. You think they land on their head. But the techniques which they use to land, actually, they don't land on their head. But if you don't have a knowledge of that technique, you think they land on their head.
Uh-huh.
You see? You know. So that's where you really see a lot of meta art openly you can see.
Uh-huh.
You know. But just straight to Igbabolani, this acrobatic dance, you can never know it unless you are a member.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Okay.
So we talk about how women don't get involved with Igbabolani. Eh? You know, women get involved, you know,
right.
just you know by singing, clapping hands with the groups, but they can't flee because you know once they have children, it's hard to get into those acrobatic.
Yeah, but the women don't do the dancing. It's
no,
just the men.
They don't.
But they can clap.
Right.
And sing.
I sing.
While you dance.
Right.
But they don't know what the dance is going to be until you do it, right?
They know it. But you see, initial try, okay, I don't know how to break this down for you. You say the whole North Miami. Okay, say Little Havana.
Uh-huh.
Everybody from Cuba.
Right.
But at the same time, you see, let me put it to you. Say Halea.
Uh-huh.
People from Cuba.
Uh-huh.
People from Mexico. People
uh-huh.
from Argentina.
Uh-huh.
They are all Spanish background.
Uh-huh.
But you still see some differences
sure.
in their dialect
sure.
and in their culture.
Sure.
So initial try,
uh-huh.
we have a little breakdown,
uh-huh.
and you have some parts don't allow women to see acrobatic dancers.
Not even allowed to see it.
They can't see, not even when they're dancing, not even when they walk in the street. And you cannot even, they can't even see a man do that flipping,
uh-huh.
whether it's on costume or not on costume. They can't even see it, you know.
But your group is not that strict.
No. In my area, it's only very remote countryside, very, you know, who's the state to that, that women cannot see it,
uh-huh.
you know. But usually, these days, everybody go out and do competition to national level, uh-huh. you know. So those restrictions are getting weaker and weaker.
But still, in your society, the women can't see the costumes being made.
Oh, yes, they can't see the costume being made.
Right,
the men made the costume, right.
That's
no, they can't make the costume for you. The men, they don't want to do that.
How about the cloth for the costume? Will they have to...
The cloth, normally, those days, you know, when they want to get the cloth for the costumes,
mm-hmm.
usually women do weaving of the clothes.
Right.
You see?
That's why I asked.
Right. So, if I'm going to do the cloth that I'm going to use for this costume, they go far away from their area. They get it from a woman who don't go, what's the medical terms? Who don't go through period, menstruation
right.
period.
Right, older woman.
Older woman.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And this older woman have to have a kind of secrecy with acrobatic dancers, you know.
So would it be somebody in your own community?
If somebody in your own community.
But an older woman.
Another woman who have a lot of secrecy with
right.
acrobatic dancers.
That's interesting. So
right.
she can be trusted.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
But once you want to sew it, because the difference from when you do, when a woman can make that cloth, it's also very important. But if I bring a bundle of cloth, it can be for anybody. But when I say, let me measure Bob Stone, so I can show you this costume, you see, I'm identifying you now
uh-huh.
with this cloth.
Right.
So that identification, that's what they try to break up.
Uh-huh.
You see, that's what they try to break up.
Uh-huh.
Because it's only you who's going to use it for the rest of your life. No other person is going to use it with you.
Uh-huh.
You see? So, that identification that this is your own costume, you have a nickname written at the back. You mm-hmm. see, a woman don't have to get involved with that.
Uh-huh. Right, you know, just a name.
It's just a name.
Yeah.
Because the people will tell you, you might get injured, you might, this might happen to you. You know, those are like who back you up, your advisors,
uh-huh.
you know, who help you to break those fears. So you work with them, but you can really see how the whole thing is run.
Yeah. What would happen if somehow a woman did find out?
Oh, women know who is there. It's no big deal.
No.
You know?
Okay.
The women know, that is that person. But officially, you can't accept it,
right.
you know. If he comes to say, let's make it official matter, do you know who is there? Say, I don't know nothing.
Uh-huh.
It's like a situation where you say, I hear no evil, I speak no evil, but you
right.
know about it, but you're still going to say, you speak no evil, you hear no evil.
Right.
It's on that level, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know. So that's a battle of the acrobatic and the solo.
Okay.
The costume.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. That's real good.